Hello, everybody. Come on in. Ooh, the light is bright outside my window. What's the weather in your neck of the woods? Let me know if you can hear me. This is the hottest day I think we've had so far here in Arkansas. It says it's 99 here, and the heat index is. It doesn't say on my weather app. Feels like 99. Okay, so maybe the humidity isn't quite as bad as we thought. Looks like hot, hot, hot everywhere. I'm not the only one. Okay. Well, we can all commiserate. Oh no, I'll take 85. I'll take 85. I'm gonna have to, y'all. I wish I might just get a new computer so I can actually see the chat without my glasses, y'all. I've been thinking about getting a new computer anyway because I use my laptop here in my office. So, yeah, what's it like in Hawaii, Bernadette? And anyway, it's just good and hot, y'all. It's that time of year. So, but we were looking at heat indexes in the triple digits today. All right. Well, welcome everybody. We'll just kind of let everybody get on in here. This is our monthly binge coaching call. I am Coach Betsy. I am your no BS binge coach. And so I am here to talk all things binging, coaching on your binging. This is an open coaching call, so I definitely encourage you all to raise your hand and get some coaching. I know I'm looking for, let's see, Audrey, there you are. If you want to talk, raise your hand. But I do have a few things I want to talk about, and some of y'all probably know what one thing, hot off the presses, this is officially the Unwinding Binge Eating Companion Guide, which is our brand new binge eating course that I wrote for you all. And Corinne helped me kind of get it, just get it out to you all in all of her brilliance. And so it's definitely was a team effort with her and me. And I'm so proud of it. And for those of you all who don't know, I wrote kind of the first version of this course a couple of years ago, and I did a small group program here in OBS with about 50 OBS women, and we went through, I believe it was about 12 weeks of going through the lessons, and then from that experience, I kind of took some feedback and kind of what worked and what I wanted to change or take away. And now this is the kind of version 2.0 of Unwinding Binge Eating, and it is going out to everyone. So it's like I'm kind of letting my baby go out into the world. And it feels a little scary, y'all. It feels a little vulnerable to do that. But here's the thing. This is what I have learned from Corinne, and I will be forever thankful for her and her guidance. Y'all, none of us would be here if we were waiting around for things to be perfect, if we were waiting around to feel amazing about doing something or, releasing a course or whatever it is, right? Corinne has been my example for years, and she'll continue to be, of letting imperfection be okay. And actually letting imperfection help people. because I am definitely someone that I want to wait for something to be perfect. I want to wait for conditions to be perfect for things to take action or to do something. And y'all, if you didn't hear Corinne's call today on waiting to be ready, I really, really want y'all to listen to the replay when it comes out. I bet it's you anything will be out tomorrow or the next day. She talked about camp at the end, and we have in-person tickets still available. We have virtual tickets still available. But at the beginning, she talked about why we keep waiting to be ready. And y'all, I am not ready
to release this out into the world, and I'm doing it anyway. Okay. And when I say ready, it's that whole kind of perfectionist thing, right? It's that perfectionist thinking. I want it to be perfect for you all. I don't want you to be confused about anything. I don't want you to want something that you're not getting, but that's not how life works, right? And so, yeah, but definitely check out that replay from Corinne. I'd love to hear what you think in, like maybe in our binge support Facebook group. And speaking of, I really, oh my goodness. Well, I thought I was going to post the right thing. Hold on just a second. I wanted to, before I forgot, I wanted to, is there anybody who is not in the binge support Facebook group? So that is one of our subgroups that we have. Okay. So I'm putting the link to the group in the chat right now. And Kim, is it? Oh, her call is already on replay. Okay, awesome. Oh, good. Well, they got it up quick then. That's great. So y'all let me know kind of what you learned, what you took from that. So Holly said she just requested to get in the Facebook group. Y'all, I may just kind of keep this member request thing open and I can let y'all in immediately, because that is really where you're going to get the latest information on unwinding binge eating. And so let me kind of tell y'all what's going on with the course. And all that information is in the binge Facebook group, but also it'll be on your newsletter when it comes out. So it is coming out on Monday, August 10th. So it will be available to the entire membership. It's all part of your membership, no extra cost or anything like that. And so it's available to everyone. It'll be on your courses, under your bonus courses, at nobswomen.com. And but here's what we're going to do. Okay. This is what I'm really excited about. So I'm working this week and then I'm going on vacation next week. I am headed to Austin, Texas with my sister-in-law. I think it's probably hotter there than it is here. But we're going to have a good time anyway. But she's going for a conference and I'm just tagging along, and we're going to go a couple of days early and explore Austin and just do some fun stuff and maybe lay by the pool. And so we're going to a really nice hotel and stuff like that. But and then I'm going to hang out with my husband and my dog the rest of the week and enjoy my time off. And when I come back to work on Monday, August 10th, I'm hitting the ground running. So with that evening, we are having another binge coaching call. So you will see me again for the August binge coaching call in less than 2 weeks. We're doing it on a special day on Monday, August 10th. And so it'll be just like this at 5 p.m. And that's when I'm going to kick off the course and tell you all kind of how it's going to work for at least the rest of August. We are going to be doing Facebook Lives in the Binge Facebook group. That's why I want everybody to get into the Binge Facebook group that wants to get in. And y'all, I'm going to, Holly, I see you here. I'm going to let you in. Anybody else that wants to get in, and I will try and get you in. Ooh, there's a bunch more, a few more requests as we speak. So I'll get y'all in as soon as possible. But that is really your headquarters in NoBS, other than the course itself, right? Which is on the website. But our binge support Facebook group is going to be the hub for unwinding binge eating. And so what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be kicking off the course on that Monday for our binge coaching call. And then for the next few weeks of August, at least, I'm going to be going into Facebook, doing Facebook Lives. I'll give y'all the whole schedule and everything. So if you can attend live, great. But if not, it will live on the Facebook group. And then I will also probably put the recordings of the Facebook Lives in the course page. But I'll give you all the schedule, the time, and if you can get in, on the lives, and I'll try to do them at some different times throughout the day and things like that. We're just going to be talking about the different lessons and kind of going through the course together, for a few weeks after the course comes out. And so I'm so excited to kind of teach some of this. and then really get y'all's questions and any, any kind of like coaching we can do a little bit back and forth on Facebook Live. And then we have, we're just going to kind of see how that goes. And then there may be more to come with doing some more additional things with unwinding binge eating with me if there is enough interest. Okay. So that's just a little hint for you all. But right now, for sure, the course is going to be coming out and we're going to be talking about it a bunch in that binge Facebook group. Okay. So yeah, I will definitely get you all the schedule when I kind of decide. The binge call on August 10th, I believe, is going to be at 5 p.m., just the regular time that we usually do coaching calls. Okay, so let me see if it's on the calendar yet. It may be. I've got it on my calendar at 5 p.m. Central. So if y'all want to kind of mark your schedule for 5 p.m. Central, the all the calls that we do each month, don't actually come up on the training calendar until right before the month starts. So it's not going to be up on your training calendar yet on the website. But I want y'all to pencil it in for August 10th. And then but leading up, but it'll be before August 10th when I let you all know what the Facebook Live schedule is going to be. Okay. All right, let me see if y'all have it. The Facebook Live, yeah, will be scheduled. So I'll let you know what that's going to be. All right. And then any other questions? So let me check my notes here and see if there's anything else before we get into some coaching. Don't forget, with the month of July almost over, that our focus for July was obviously gifting Corinne some pounds and some habits and things like that, and we unveiled our oh my gosh, wellness tracker. It's been kind of a long month, y'all, because think about the wellness tracker just came out on July 1st, and it's not even the end of July yet. And think about all the updates that Chris has made throughout the month. It's pretty amazing. And that's another example, right, of how we put something out kind of imperfectly. We rolled it out, we got it out there, we got y'all's feedback, we got y'all's suggestions for what would really be helpful, and we just keep adding to it, right? Because we can't wait for things to be perfect to do anything, right? Because we want to get it out there just like with my course, right? We want to get it out there and let it help you. And not wait for it to be perfect. So, yes, Darlene, I crocheted my top. I've had this top forever. So, I actually wore this to a camp, an OBS camp, way back when there were about 30 people at camp, and we went and did one of those painting parties. I think I drank a bottle of wine. Feeling no pain, having a great time. So I have had this top for years and years. I made it, and yes, I love to knit and crochet. So this has been one of those tops that has endured. Sometimes I've made things and worn them for a while, and then I give them away or whatever. But I love this, and of course, it's very cool because it's like I'm wearing a tank top. So thank you, Darlene. Message me and I'll see if maybe I can find the pattern for you. So, Debbie asks, do I have coaching openings? Yes, I do. I have a few openings in private coaching. And y'all, I usually stay pretty full consistently. So, right now, I have a few openings. So, if any of you all are interested in talking to me about that, please send me an email at support@pnptribe.com. And let's jump on a Zoom call for 5 or 10 minutes and see if it would be a good fit. Okay. So I'm doing the email, even though y'all know it, but I'm doing the email in the chat too. But send me an email. Let's talk about it. I'd love, love, love to work with you all, any of you all who may have been thinking about private coaching. And we could start right after I get back from vacation if you wanted to. And we could go through the new course together, in the Facebook group and also one-on-one, and kind of do a little double duty, there. So I am ready to get nice and refreshed and relaxed on my vacation, and then get back to work and jump in with both feet and help y'all however I can. Okay. Hello, Miss Sarah. Yes, I've worked with you in private coaching and so many members, y'all. It's just, I love it. I love it. It's just my honor to help with you all, to meet with you all and coach with you all one-on-one, but also on these calls too. And speaking of, let's get to some coaching. I've got Audrey and I've got Cassidy up. And let's see what we got here. And y'all, you can also put questions in the Q&A. There we go. There's the Q&A box. So we've got a question in the Q&A. And y'all, this is the thing with, especially with something like binging, right? Where there can be shame and just, wanting to hide and maybe just not really feeling safe to maybe get on camera and show your face. And that's okay. We've all been through that, and we've all, or a lot of us have experienced that. So I want to help you in where you feel comfortable getting help, whether that's through Ask Coaches, whether that's through private coaching, whether that's through answering a question either with your name or anonymously on the in the Q&A box, whether that's getting coached with your camera on or off, here on one of these calls. Okay. Anything and everything is okay. I just want you to get the help you need. And if you're just not comfortable, kind of being out there, that is okay. And that is normal. Okay. Because this is the key with binging, y'all, is that so much of it is rooted in shame. And we can't just, kind of bust out, like Corinne says, bust through like the Kool-Aid man and say, hey, I need some help here. I've been binging and all this kind of stuff, right? Sometimes it just doesn't feel safe for us to do that. And I want you to feel safe to reach out however it feels safest to you. Okay. So just felt the need to say that. All right, Miss Audrey, let's do this. And then y'all just let me know if you have any other questions in the Q&A. You are.
Hey, can you hear me okay? I have a window unit in this.
Oh, I hear you
Okay.
fine.
Okay.
Yes. All right, what you got?
Well, I had posted, that's kind of, I'm here because you suggested I come.
Well, tell everybody kind of what you had posted about, and then we'll go from
And
there.
this is awful because I think I don't remember, but I think it was about that I noticed the pattern that I was binging when I'm by myself.
Yes.
And like Tuesday nights, which is where I can usually get on these calls, I'm usually by myself and I will order out.
Okay.
One, because I don't want to share it. And two, because it's something I can do, just me. And, but now I'm looking at the pattern going, what's really going on here? And I think it's more of a loneliness and boredom thing. So I'll kill the loneliness and boredom by waiting on an order and then eating it.
And how's that working for you? Because yeah, I mean that does work.
Well, I'm the same weight I have been for months.
Okay, and I'm assuming you want that to change.
Very much so.
Okay. So sometimes we just kind of need to get down to that, right? Where
There's
it's
just
like,
something about looking for the pattern. I just and trying to see what's the true emotion here. And okay, every once in a while I deserve a treat by myself, but not every time I'm by myself.
And it's and the, just this whole kind of by yourself thing is something to get curious about too, because it's like, what is it about being by yourself with the food that you that is, what's it doing for you?
Well, and I had the evidence.
Okay.
So, I don't want anybody to know I've done that or that I've gone out to eat without them or whatever.
Why not? Like what is what why do you think you need
Well,
to
because
hide?
I'm always preaching, we need to save money.
And I think I'd ask you in Facebook, right, about like do you could it be okay for you to to order out and eat it and enjoy it and just with you?
There's
and
no way
people.
you would remember this, but the last camp we had, during one of the journaling sessions, you were walking around and I stopped you and I said, I feel bad because I always order takeout on my day off. And you said, why do you not have a day off? Why don't you have a day off protocol? And if that's part of it, that's part of it. But this has become every time I'm alone.
Well, and could that be okay?
Not if I'm not dealing with what's really going on.
But I think a lot of times, or basically all the time, we've got to meet ourselves where we are, right? With, could this be okay? Because what keeps us stuck, right, from kind of getting curious about it and maybe doing something different or whatever is, I do this and I shouldn't be.
Right.
And I think for us to kind of be able to move forward with some sort of, curiosity, we've got to meet ourselves and say, okay, I'm doing this. And is there any way that it could be okay?
There's some guilt involved right now because we just had a big financial hit. We're going to be have an income, a good bit income less for the next quarter. And it's also messed with my, whoa, that's going to mess up my camp money, So I think it's, I feel, I've made the decision no matter what. Can't, I've already paid for camp. I might as well pay for the airline and the hotel. But I think it's a, you're trying to save money, shame on you.
But let's kind of just put that over to the
Okay.
side for a minute. That's one story. That's one
Yes, it's
thought.
okay to treat myself.
Like, could it still, because I mean, otherwise, if you're really stuck in like, no, Betsy, this is a fact that we're trying to save money and I'm getting takeout every time I'm by myself and that is wrong. Well,
Well,
if.
it is over budget. So, like, if we make it's like not sticking to your plan.
But that is still kind of like, I'm thinking about us kind of like wriggling out of a thought, right? Or kind of, how MJ says scooching. I'm really into like this scooching kind of thing right now in terms of like that still feels a little bit like more kind of factual of like, okay, yes, I am over budget, but it's not this like moral failing on my part. It's really just math. And even just seeing it that way in this kind of mathematical place is like, okay, I see what I'm
You
doing
know I'm
here.
a math teacher.
Okay, well, even better.
It's really just math.
And so much is math, I'm telling you. It's pretty funny. I talk about that all the time. But it's like, all right, I am treating myself, or I'm taking care of myself with food that costs money. And, we have a certain amount of money, but still, it's this more kind of the way you're narrating what's happening is not this just like shameful, wrong, and I shouldn't be kind of place. It's like, this is what's happening. And isn't that interesting? Let me just kind of explore that a little bit, right? You're able to kind of rise above the shame a little bit to get into where you're already, sorry, there was a little message up there. Where you're already like, well, I do. Could I deserve this sometimes? Right? What is the food doing for me? Right? Like, what are the feelings that I'm feeling, while I'm waiting for the food? Right? Could I feel those feelings without or doing something else? Or could I take care of myself in a different way? All these questions kind of come to you when you're not buried under the shame and the I shouldn't be doing this. And so, what kind of comes up for you with what do you want to get curious about? Like, well, maybe just one thing you want to get curious about with this. I'm going to pull up your up your post too, because I think we had talked about something in there. I'm forgetting. There it is.
Maybe, I mean, maybe it is that I need to find something else to do during those times that I'm alone. Like, I like to sew, and I've been making my granddaughter some cute little play dresses. And so maybe I go sew because I can't do that with everybody else. Maybe I come in, I'm in my office, which used to be a garage. I come in here to study and meditate and read my Bible and sew and do stuff by myself. It's my she shed, I guess. And so maybe that's what I need to do. And lately I have been, like, I noticed this last week. I was like, you're not spending money. You're not spending. I told myself, we're not spending money. I made two dresses just by walking in here. So
I mean, it's like, I mean, that whole kind of like you're not spending money. I mean, that seems like that thought is working for you. It's almost like
okay.
you're kind of like parenting yourself, where
Correct.
you're being, like a little firm with yourself.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, well.
I wasn't allowed fast food and
Right.
unhealthy food as a child. Of
Yes.
course, in the 70s, there wasn't much of a fast food option, but
There was, yeah, a lot less, but still, like you were talking about my cereal story
correct.
where
I mean, my mother still to this day, I still hide in front of her. I won't eat because she'll say things about herself, but she's projecting it to, well, she's not, it's the reverse of projecting. She's really talking about me, and she'll say, oh, that has so many calories, or that I've already had bread today, so I'm not gonna order fries, you know. And it's her way of,
Do you know for a fact that she's talking about you?
it's pretty obvious.
I just want to check in there, right?
And I are the free therapy on that one because she's overweight as well. And it's almost like I've realized that I'm overweight because it gives me permission to eat what I want. And I didn't have that as a child.
Do you ever eat what you want when you're with other people?
Yes.
Okay. So.
It's not. I try to. Here's the thing. People know that I'm in this program. And so I try to be good in public and try not to, overdo it. But at the same time, I don't care.
I think you have some good homework here of eating what you want in front of other people. Because here's the thing, this is what we're going to talk about in the course too, all the different types of restriction. And y'all, a lot of times restriction is very subtle. Like it's not just this I talk about my cereal story. For those of you all who don't know, my mom let us have one box of sugar cereal every year. And like the rest of the time, we had to kind of eat the healthier stuff. And, I was reading labels in the grocery store because we could have a certain number of grams of sugar and all this kind of stuff. Well, a lot of times it doesn't look that overt, right? Restriction, does it? It's like, well, but I should really eat a certain way in front of other people. They know I'm in this program, right? But that is still restriction. That is physical restriction because you're really not letting yourself have the foods that you really want to be having when you're going out. But then there's this mental restriction that we're going to talk about, which is, I shouldn't be eating these foods. Like these are foods that are not going to help me lose weight, or these are foods that I really shouldn't be eating. They're, good and bad foods and things like that. And so all of this is connected to what you do by yourself, right? Because you're balancing the scales. Again, if restriction, whether it's subtle or overt or whatever, we are going to balance the scales eventually with some sort of binge or overeating. And so we see it clearly happening with you when you're by yourself, right? So it's like in order to kind of jump out of that cycle, You got to prove to yourself that it's safe to eat what you want in front of other people. Because it's no coincidence that when you're alone, you eat this stuff, right? Because it's, and maybe you start small, right? Maybe you start with like, I mean, it's not just like you kind of go all out, but it's like, I'm gonna order some French fries instead of a salad or, whatever it is, right? It's like kind of go at it slowly if it doesn't quite feel safe to just go, and get exactly what you want or what, But let's kind of prove to you and kind of build that safety over time that I can have what I want in front of other people, because otherwise you'll just stay stuck in this cycle. Does that make sense?
Well, and I just turned my window unit off in
Okay.
case that's what she's hearing. I this will be a good thing to do because I'll be spending 4 days with my mother next week. And they go to the beach once a year and we're invited to join them. It is not a vacation, I'm just saying, because of all the things there. But I do it because I don't know how much longer, they're 80. I don't know how many more years we've got like this. And it's a big deal to them.
Oh no. Can y'all hear me? Am I still here? Okay. What happened to Audrey? She disappeared. Okay. Well, we'll see if she comes back. Audrey, are you here? There she is. Okay. She's coming back, y'all. I bet her iPad died or something. Okay. Okay. Are you there?
Grandchildren were trying to FaceTime me, and I don't know how to work stuff. And I thought I was saying no to that. I was saying no to you.
Okay, no problem.
It will be a good time to practice that. And I have started in the tracker, just trying to figure out how to use it. Started in the tracker, putting parentheses like I was satisfied, or I decided, blah, 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 some emotions and that sort of thing in the tracker. So I can do that too. Mama tried to offer me milk 4 times,
Yes. And like, I want you to think about like, if this isn't a vacation, like, I don't know, because I think that that's kind of connected too, right? In terms of like, okay, if this isn't a vacation, what is this, right? Because you go for a reason,
it's
right?
like a family reunion in a way.
Yeah. Think of it something like, I mean, it's, I want to be with my family. And so
Well,
that,
and that's not 100% true. I'd
okay.
rather be here, but I also, it's an obligation, but it's the same time. If I don't go, I will regret it. And if I don't go, the repercussions of not going are worse than just going for a few
Well,
days.
here's what I want you to do then, because you wouldn't rather be at home, because you're not at home. There is a reason you go, and I want, because I think this will help you too.
I'm avoiding conflict.
Well, I don't care what the reason is.
Oh.
I want you to just, decide on your reason, maybe do some journaling, write some reasons at why do I go? I mean, and just like your reasons, right? I don't judge anybody's reasons. But why is it, that I choose to go? It's absolutely a choice. Right? Because y'all, this is for everybody. This is kind of this restriction I'm talking about. Us living as victims to our choices is also another part of restriction. And I am real big on this, y'all. I do not want to be a victim to my own choices. That just puts me in a no-win situation. You choose to go there. Why? And just like your reasons, right? And when I say like your reasons, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're like rainbows and daisies reasons. It means that they are like, okay, I this is
It's more of an honor and respect
how.
for the elderly. And it means a lot to them.
And that's the
That's
kind of daughter that you want to be, it sounds like.
right.
This is the kind of story we want to remind ourselves of why we do this, because this affects our eating. Or, because it's like if we're walking around thinking we don't want to be here and, we shouldn't have to, and we'd rather be at home and all this kind of stuff. No, you are there and you choose to be there for reasons that, are who you want to be. Sometimes reasons you like aren't that wording doesn't really work for people. So it's like, what are reasons that work for you? Reasons for, that are based on who you want to be as a daughter, as a wife, as a mother, right? As a friend. Because that is restriction too, right? If we're walking around basically like, I'm doing this, but I don't want to be doing this. And if
Yeah.
we let that build up long enough, yeah, hey, we're
Well,
going to be looking for some kind of
then you'll
relief.
overeat.
Exactly. We're looking, then we'll look for, I mean, we build up the, always think about like the instant pot, right? We build up that pressure, and we got to let some, some pressure off. And you and me and all of us here, right? Food is our way of doing that. And so the way that we can keep the pressure down is reminding ourselves of why we're choosing whatever it is we're choosing, whether it's where we go, to spend time with our family, going to work every day, parenting our kids, me with this 16-month-old puppy. Man, like
It's like eternal 2-year-old.
exactly. And he barks very loudly in my ear. So, oh, I just got so mad at him today. So it's just like, but I'm not. Why am I choosing this, right? I'm not giving him away. We're in for this. And I talk to myself about that on a daily basis sometimes. So does that help, Holly?
Yeah.
Holly wanted me to explain that more. So
Oh.
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've written down my homework.
Okay. All right. You got it. Keep me posted in the
Okay.
group. You can just kind of continue that thread, if you
Okay.
want to, and tag me and we'll go from there. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. See ya. Bye. Always got to relearn which button to push. There we go. All right. All right. And Janet says, I can totally relate to this. I go to visit my elderly father, nasty father, and then forget I chose to go and stay. Didn't connect that I was making myself a victim because I actually don't like going. And here's the thing, y'all. We don't have to like going. I mean, if like doesn't, again, I talk about reasons you like, but if that word like doesn't really kind of resonate with you, it's like, why do you choose to go anyway? Because we can choose to do something and not like it. Think that's kind of, I don't know. I just heard myself say that, and it's like, I think that's kind of a powerful thing that we can choose something that we don't like, but we're still choosing it. And so we're not a victim, right? Because it's like, it's not really we're not really a victim if we're choosing it. Okay. And so maybe it's more like, why am I willing to do this? Y'all, I talk about willingness with weight loss all the time. I think I was talking to my last client about that. Willingness. We practice willingness all day long with any goal we're achieving, with anything that we're doing in our lives. A lot of times we don't have to like it, we don't have to want to. That was kind of what Corinne was talking about waiting to be ready. A lot of times we're defining ready as, oh, I want to, I like it. And it's like, no, we don't get that all the time. And but we like the result, right? We like the result of a paycheck when we get out of bed and go to work. We'd like the result of a relationship with maybe our elderly parents. That's why we go and do these things. So, yeah. And said, I like to leave off the qualifier of nasty so I can help keep my thoughts a bit more neutral. Yeah, let's just go for neutral, y'all, or let's just go for a little bit like less, victim-y kind of language. It's something that took practice, but it helped me a lot. Amazing. Amazing. All right, Miss Cassidy, let's see what you've got. We got some questions in the Q&A too. Hello. Let's see. There you go.
Hi, can
Hi.
you hear me? See me?
Yes.
Okay,
Yes,
good.
I can.
Okay. So speaking of choices that you don't want to make, I found out earlier la or late last week that I have to have surgery on my ankle. I have a tendon that's completely torn. I have to have it replaced. My doctor's been really great. He's like, you're fine if you want to do it now versus later because it's completely torn, so I'm not going to make it worse. So thankfully my job, I have it so that in December, once the semester's over, I can rehab at home and not have to walk on it. But I am trying to be proactive about how I think about it because I'm terrified, because I will not be able to be weight bearing, anything like this for, he said, probably 6 to 8 weeks. And I think the hardest part for me is that I am very active. The tour, he said, probably came from, I used to play volleyball all through college and stuff. And I'm still very active now, and I like that. And I'm afraid that because I will not have activity, I will turn to food and then gain weight, and then it's going to all spiral. And I'm just all in my head about it. Like my logical brain is online about, well, no, I can control it and all this stuff, but I just, there's a lot of underlying like fear. And I'm trying to figure out how the best way to tackle these things before I'm actually there and trying to calm myself down instead of spiraling out of control, I guess, if that's the way to think about it.
So, yes. All right. Well, so how does it, or why does it make sense that fear is coming up right now?
Because I've never done this before. Right. So like I've talked it over with, friends and family and things, and people are like, oh yeah, I had something similar, et cetera. And I'm like, I'm not kind of concerned about the surgery itself. I'm concerned about the rehab part and being able to get back to being active. I've unfortunately done the thing where you go on the internet and you're like, oh, this went really bad for this person and they couldn't run anymore and things like, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. So I guess that's why it's completely normal.
And like you are going to have a change, even if you heal up and you're able to go back, you are going to have a change in your lifestyle or kind of how you spend your time, how you maybe even take care of yourself, right? Because probably movement is something that you really enjoy and that does, help you and do things for you. And so it's like, okay, one of my kind of things that helps me is I'm not gonna be able to do for a while. And a lot of times, yeah, we see it where when someone's kind of, let's just call it like a helper is taken away, right? What are we left with? What are you going to be left with when you can't kind of go and like, what are some of the activities that you, are not going to choose not to do, right? Speaking of choices, like we were talking about, right? I mean, you could go and do it and, but you're not going to, right? Because you want to heal. So what are some of those activities? Just give me a couple. What
I
are you
like to
like?
run, well, not like, let's say jog. Okay.
Jog.
I do a TRX strength training course. I do yoga. Like I'm very much a, my job is very mental, and so I like at the end of the day to go do something physical. And so that's kind of my, yeah.
So, yeah, like no jogging for a while, right? No, like what does that do for you? That, and then now that you're not doing it, what's gonna be left? Like, What do you think you might experience? Because we're just going to the, like, we're kind of going to the fear, right? We're like, hey, fear, come on in. Like, sit down for a minute and let's talk, right? Instead of kind of trying to, like, kind of keep you at bay, come on in and tell me what you're really, what you're really afraid of. Like, what are we going to be? What might we need to experience, or what just might it be like if we're not able to do these things we've been doing for ourselves?
Think it taps on a fear of almost laziness. Like I've always been, and it's in my family where we are go, 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 go. Like you always have to be doing something. And I think it also taps on a fear. So the quick summary is when I first started graduate school, I went from being an athlete to being very focused and not getting exercise. And I got a little depressed. I gained a lot of weight. And then when I found my way back to exercise, I found that that is something that, frankly, is very good for my mental health. And I'm afraid that I'm really going to go down that path again and I'm not going to be able to rebound, or not rebound, but like come back to being myself. And I feel that a lot of other people are going to see that change in me, and not in a positive light.
So once again, another example, and y'all, I've talked to people all day, and I if I had a quarter for every time I hear an example of our brain totally normally and naturally going to the past, right, to predict the future. Like when we have had an experience like that in the past, our brain just, it's like, oh, well, I know what's going to happen. Because this has happened before, right? Not factoring in, joining no BS, right? Or just kind of learning and growing in life, right? I predict, this is what your brain is saying, right? I predict, well, this is what's happened before when you have, kind of stopped activity. So this is probably what will happen again. But that is a totally like made up story. Right. And this is what our brain does kind of for efficiency to say, where it's like, well, I'm doing this for you. I'm looking back to the past to predict the future. But what we know, I actually have this handy dandy little thing back behind me. Sometimes I hide it, but it's hanging on my wall for a reason. And it says, what's the best that could happen? Because our brain doesn't do that normally or naturally, right? It doesn't consider alternative possibilities. Right. It doesn't consider, better possibilities. So I want to ask you, what is going to happen? You are in control here. And this is an amazing, amazing opportunity for you if you want to see it that way. Right. To learn how to be with yourself and slow down and get to know yourself and learn how to take care of yourself in other ways besides going, going, going. But you just didn't consider that last time. But now you know more, you know different. I don't like to say I know better because that implies like better or worse or good or bad or whatever. But you have this available to you. So, how can this be an amazing opportunity for you?
I mean, I think it's a literally a force for me to sit down and actually be with myself and do some of that mental work.
Yeah.
And I've already started like planning things out a little bit because that's just who I am. And I have, looked up chair yoga and other
Yes.
strength, and I asked my doctor, I was like, can I st he's like, absolutely. Well, he's like, you're not going to want to do it for the first week.
Right, right,
But
right.
absolutely, as long as you don't do this and this and this. So I've tried to make sure that I at least get a little bit of something, and even if it's not what I would love to do, right, on my feet and everything, but I'm trying very hard to be like, I can make the best of a, I don't want to say bad situation, but I'm trying to make the best of this situation. How about that? Better. Yeah.
Because I mean, it's almost like your body has like really served you all these years, right? And just kind of like wore out. But it's the result of like a bunch of amazing movement that you have done for it, right? But it's just like, our body just kind of wears out in different places, but it's not like this punishment, right? It's actually like, yeah, you wore us out and we now need a new tendon or whatever it is, right? Like, and then we'll be back to doing what we really enjoy. But in the meantime, let's learn how to, I had some ideas about the chair yoga and all that kind of stuff, but that's still kind of more of like the same, right? Which is fine. But like, also, this could be an opportunity for you to learn how to like take care of yourself and do things that like, and find other ways to kind of be with yourself and enjoy yourself outside of moving your body around. And then like outside of eating too, right? I mean, because, again, like if we don't kind of think about this ahead of time, it's gonna be like, yeah, let's eat something. That would pass some time. And I mean, we want to eat when we're hungry and stop enough, but like, what about like watching some shows or, like reading a book or stuff like that? What
Oh
about?
yeah, I have lots of books on my table already. So
Okay.
I have,
Okay.
and things that I can do for work and activities and things like this.
Yeah. But
So
I'm also thinking, I
yes.
mean, you mentioned earlier about this mental, that you use a lot of, because we want to think about things that don't use a lot of mental energy, right? Outside of movement.
Yeah. I think that's hard for me to admit that, well, I sat and I watched. Yeah, I know my logical brain says, I know I need a reset. I do. I've gotten better at it over the years, but like, yeah, it's still kind of, I think, hard for me to let that go and be like, yeah, I think I will just have some TV time and some, iPad time and yeah,
Because what
but
have
I
you
need
thought
more.
about that in the past? How have you thought about that in the past?
I think with those types of things, with like TV time or whatever, honestly, most of the time, what it is for most of the year, I either have on baseball or hockey, and then I'm doing other things. Like I'm doing like checking emails or doing things for work. I'm kind of being like, oh yes, this is definitely relaxation time, but I haven't been able to fully embrace that. So I think that's hard for me just because I'm like, well, if I'm not doing something, what does that say about me? I don't know. So that's something that I need to think about.
Yeah, and like watching TV is doing something, right? That is you, scrolling your phone, playing a game on your phone, all these things are you doing something to rest and recover and give your brain a break. And I think this time could be an amazing opportunity to learn to let those things be just as like in the same category as movement for you, right? In terms of this is how I, whatever we want to call it, rest, give my brain a break, recover, just not work, whatever it is, right? And you just haven't had to go there yet because you've been able to move. But it's like there may be some point in the future, right, where you something else happens or whatever, right? Don't you want to have some skills to help yourself? And it's not this like, well, I don't have anything else, so I'll just eat. It's like eating becomes the default if we haven't let anything else be okay, or at least been open to practicing letting other things be okay. Right? And that, and it's that judgment, right? It's that judgment and shame of like, well, I shouldn't just sit here and watch a hockey game, or I shouldn't just sit here and watch a movie or read some, like smutty novel or something like that. Reminds me, Coach Kathy talks about these books she likes to read. I'm actually like a little judgy of that, if I'm honest. But it's like, but like she can do whatever she wants, right? I mean, I'm kind of kidding, but I'm kind of not. But it's like this whole thing of anything can be okay, right? And it's like, but if we don't practice letting that happen, we will eat. Because we're judging ourselves, and that's how we cope with judgment and shame. And I know you don't want to kind of repeat history, right? So we got to change up something, and it's letting some of these other things be okay. This is how you grow and learn and evolve and kind of move to the next level, right? And learn how to really take care of yourself. And we've gotten good at movement and food sometimes, and we all have our things, right? But we got to kind of keep expanding that, because otherwise the brain is always going to offer up food and eating. So what do you think?
Yeah, I think that you're spot on that it I need to work on judgment of just being with me.
Yeah. And I just want you to get to know this fear, right? It is there for a reason to actually help you and try to protect you. And like, it's probably talking, if we're really kind of guessing at what it's saying, it's like, are we going to be okay here? We don't feel safe, right? Are we going to be okay? And it's up to you to say, yeah, and this is how. This is such an opportunity to build like more and more trust and love and safety with yourself when something like this happens. Okay.
Okay. Oh, and
Yeah.
hockey. My surgery is scheduled for mid-December, so I will have some hockey to watch. So
Well,
that'll be fine.
perfect timing.
Baseball
It's like it's all
will be over,
happening.
but yeah, but hockey will be good to go.
Oh,
So
she was
thank
talking
you. Yes.
in the chat. Okay. See, and I don't know the hockey schedule, but okay, so it's not happening in for another couple months, so you've got some time, right? You've got some time to kind of think about it, like, all right, what do I want to practice here? And we also have to know that, it's not just going to feel super amazing at first, right? You're still gonna, some of that judgment and shame is probably still gonna, shouldn't we be doing something else? Whatever it is, that means you're doing it right. That means you're doing it right. Okay. And you just keep practicing, but keep reaching out too. All
I will.
right. For
I
more
will.
help as we get closer to it, but get to know that fear. Okay.
All right, I will.
All
Thank you
right.
so much.
Awesome. Of course. Of course. This was so good. All right. See ya. There we go. All right, y'all. Let's see. Let me do these questions, and then I think we'll be at the end of our time because it is right at 6 o'clock. So, all right. In the last few months, I've noticed my binges are smaller, but I'm still binging. Often hear, oh, this is good, or oh, I have to finish this. Multiple reasons, including it will go bad or won't be enough left for a serving later. Ideas on how to change up my pauses. I've noticed my old pauses are well stagnant. Okay, first off, we got to celebrate where you are. Right, in terms of your progress of that your binges have gotten smaller, right? And also huge wins, y'all. And this is actually an entire lesson in the Unwinding Binge Eating course about the power of celebrating your wins, y'all. That is the foundation. Finding a win every single time you can, every single day, every single meal, every single moment. That is what sets the foundation for you to keep moving forward, right? And keep making progress. So, first of all, I just see so many wins in here that your binges have gotten smaller and that you're so aware of when you do still binge, what you're saying to yourself, right? What you're hearing and kind of what you're giving into, right? Or what you're believing that this is good. Y'all, sometimes let's not overthink our our binges or our overeating. A lot of times it is, this is so good, and I just don't want this goodness to end. Okay. It's not any deeper than that. So often. Okay. Or, oh, I have to finish this. You said, it will go bad or it won't be enough left. And so it sounds to me like there's some resistance to throwing away food. Okay. And I always say that, y'all, for us to reduce our binging, for us to lose weight and keep it off, what comes along with that is that we have to practice throwing away food. We cannot save all the food. Now, I laugh every time I say that, but I laugh because it's like I say that to myself all the time. I mean, we want to be able to save all of it. We want it to, to be good enough for the next meal, or we want it to be enough, right, for us where we like finish this perfect amount and it's enough for us and it's not too much. And y'all, that's just not the world we live in. There are times where the answer is to throw away food. And I know it's uncomfortable. I know it's hard for a lot of us, but it is required. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, y'all. It is required for us to reach our goals. And so I just let it. It's still not 100% comfortable for me. But y'all, once it's in the trash, I'm not getting it back out again. So I just do it as quickly as I can, and then I move on and do something else. Okay. So I hope that was kind of helpful for you. But really, kind of with these, you said to kind of change up my pauses. Let's kind of think of some ping pong thoughts, right? Where it's like, okay, oh, this is good. Yeah, this is good. Can we save it for later, right? If we can keep it, right? I mean, that's number one. If you can keep it and it's good, you can have it for another meal. I talk to myself about that all the time when I want to keep eating when something is really good. Well, if I stop now, I'll have enough leftovers for another meal and I can experience this goodness again. I can replicate this goodness again tomorrow. How amazing is that? So I really talk it up and kind of sexify it up. But also, I'm reminded of one of one of the best Korean isms of all time is in the trash or on my ass. And y'all, it is hard to throw things away, but if we overeat it, we're throwing it away inside of our body. We're topping off the tank when it doesn't need more fuel. And so, and we know the result of that. So it's just, we've got to have kind of some kind of response of, oh, this is good. Yeah, it is good. And, am I willing to kind of save it for tomorrow, or am I willing to stop even though it's good? Because I also want the result of stopping right now. Sometimes it really helps me to fast forward to like 5 minutes from now or 10 minutes from now. So we talk about future self a lot. And but a lot of times we're talking about future self like in a week or in a month or in a year. Well, you also have a future self in 10 minutes from now when you've eaten all this good food and you're past enough. And what happens when we eat past enough? Here comes a bunch of shame and judgment. And then we also sometimes feel physically crappy. Well, I don't want any of that. So, in the moment of the pause, that's a lot of times what I think about. I think about, okay, I could eat the rest of this, but how's it going to be? What about when the food is gone and I'm overfull and I feel guilt and shame and judgment? I don't want that. So let's stop now. Because isn't it amazing that we get to eat this good food and still feel good in our body? And then maybe have some leftovers for later. So I hope that helps. Okay. Anonymous says, being on the GLP-1, I'm constantly constipated. Is it okay to have oatmeal with chia seeds every day? Absolutely. Absolutely. If that helps you, if that helps your constipation, you have it. Okay. I have oatmeal. I actually have oatmeal with chia seeds. I have a little recipe of an overnight oats where I just do, everybody wants to know recipes, right? I do a half a cup of old-fashioned oats. I do a half a cup of milk, and I do about a tablespoon of chia seeds, and I mix it up and put it in a jar with a lid, and then I put it in the fridge. And sometimes I prep like several of those for the week. And then when I get it out in the morning, I'll do like maybe a little bit of I'll do some almonds on it with like a little drizzle of honey. I might do like a little peanut butter and jelly situation where I put like a little bit of peanut butter and jelly and mix it up in there. Or some other nuts and maybe some fruit, like some blueberries. So yeah, every day, if that helps you with your constipation, do it. There's nothing wrong with eating the same thing every day. A lot of people are do that, and it's fine. Keeps things simple. And so go for it if that works for you. All right. And Janet says, I still think of myself as a binger, even though it has been several years since I had a real binge, like I did so often in the old days. Wondering if that thought is not helpful. I still emotionally overeat, but I would not characterize it as a binge. I've let go of the shame because it was just my way of taking care of myself when I had no other tools. Amazing story. I've made peace with that. Should I let go of the label, or does it really not matter? Well, Janet, that's really a question for you to answer, right? It's like, I still think of myself as a binger. Why? Right? This is kind of a good journaling prompt for you. Why do I still think of myself as a binger if I haven't binged in several years? Does it? And then we could actually kind of flip it around to, what if I didn't think of myself as a binger anymore? Does what is, what comes up for you when you think about doing that, right? Because a lot of times we're afraid to kind of let go of a label because it's then like, well, what if I binge again at some point? And I've told myself I'm not a binger, and then I binge. Like, and it's all about what you're going to make it mean about yourself if if you binged at some point in the future. Well, it could be okay. You kind of want to go to what feels, if anything, right? What feels scary about not labeling myself as a binger anymore? I talk all the time. What works for me is that I like to say, I have a history of binge eating. I may binge every once in a while, and that's okay. That is the story that works for me. Y'all can borrow it and try it out, or you can come up with a whole different story of something like, I am someone who doesn't binge anymore. I am no longer a binger. I am, it's really about what is kind of trying on a story and, kind of trying it out in the world, right? Trying it out in life. So much of all of this, y'all, is about trying something. But what do we want, right? We want the answer. We want the perfect answer that has a guarantee of working immediately. Well, we just don't get that in life. Okay. So I want you to kind of try on. I want you to just try, maybe try on not having that label anymore and see how it feels to you, Janet, and go from there. Okay. So, and keep me posted, right? Reach out and ask coaches. Post in the Facebook group, the Binge Facebook group, and see what you learn from your trying, right? Trying is just experimentation. It's just being the scientist. And I think in life, we need to be open to doing more trying. Because when we try things, we definitely sometimes find out what doesn't work. But a lot of times we surprise ourselves and we find out what does work. But we got to be open to both possibilities and reminding ourselves that we'll be okay no matter what, right? We don't have to be a failure. We don't have to beat ourselves down if we try something and it doesn't work. That's what we're afraid of, usually, of what we're going to make it mean if it doesn't work. Well, I think we can feel proud for just trying something, right? Rather than just staying stuck. So I invite y'all to try that. All right, y'all. This was so fun, so good. I love doing a bunch of just a combination of coaching and teaching and answering questions and then getting y'all excited about this unwinding eating, binge eating course. Okay. So I'm gonna check the Facebook group and I'll let y'all a bunch of y'all in if I can. But Lori, who's on our amazing customer service team, she actually likes to let y'all in because she likes to kind of keep track of how many members have been let in, periodically, just because we like to kind of measure that. So you'll be in very soon. If it's not today, you'll definitely be in very soon, and you'll be in far long before we get started with the course. But I will see you all very soon. I'll see y'all in less than 2 weeks when I get back from vacation, and then we'll do another bench coaching call on that Monday, August 10th. Let me just make sure I'm giving y'all the right date. Yes, Monday, August 10th. And so we'll do some coaching and some teaching, and then we'll kick off the course. And the course is called, let's see, Mary, the course is called Unwinding Binge Eating. It doesn't come out until August 10th. Okay, so just stay tuned. So it's not available to you yet. We're still getting everything ready to be released to you. Okay. And all right, y'all. That's it. And if you have any further questions, y'all can also always just post in the Facebook group, post and ask coaches, email us. Y'all don't hesitate, like, oh, I don't know where to ask. I don't know the right place to ask. Just ask. Just ask somewhere. Please don't sit in confusion or, uncertainty when we can give you some certainty. Okay. Let us do that for you. All right. And so just reach out for help when you need it. Okay. All right, guys. I'll see you soon. I'm actually going to be also doing the How to Lose 5 Pounds This Month call this coming Friday on the 31st. So I am just doing all kinds of stuff here right before I'm off on vacation. So if y'all want to jump on that call, it is Friday the 31st at 10 a.m. Central. So I'll be here for that as well. So I'll see y'all, some of y'all then. Okay. Take care. See ya. Bye.